Boxers traditionally hail from working-class backgrounds, but the sport has always attracted a white-collar audience. In recent years, some of those fans have opted to swap their business suits for boxing trunks at so-called white-collar fight nights. Only a Game's Charlie Schroeder recently invested some time at a fight night in Hong Kong, and he submits this return.
Okay, Paul, stop. Okay, so you're still lifting your elbows up. You got to pull your defense in and block, block, block.
That's Jordan Roberts, a boxing instructor here in Hong Kong. He's training the most unlikely of fighters, 29-year-old Christina Park, an internal systems consultant at BlackRock. She's not what you would call rough and tumble, more polite and brainy. She stands 5'3", which Roberts says is an advantage against taller opponents.
Keep your target small, yes. Stay shorter than these girls. You're shorter than them. They shouldn't be able to get to your body so easy.
It's a few days until Park's bout, a 3-round, 6-minute fight, which will take place at the 8th annual Hedge Fund Fight Night. Park, who grew up between Seoul, South Korea, and Fairfax, Virginia, has been training hard for the last 5 months.
I've been quite stressed out the past week just thinking about it. Like, I feel like I have to throw up thinking about the fight sometimes.
This year, 14 men and 2 women duke it out in front of an audience of 700, each of whom has coughed up $250 for the black tie event. It hasn't been an easy road for the participants. They've sacrificed a lot to get in shape. Alcohol, greasy foods, a social life. And the training has been harder than they could have imagined. This is how Patrick McGee, a journalist at the Financial Times and Fight Night boxer, describes it.
Just imagine doing the most intense cardio you can do, something like sprinting, but while somebody punches you in the face for 2 minutes, and they're knocking the wind out of you.
For Christina Park, who grew up playing water polo, that first hit to the face was a real doozy. Fortunately, it was delivered from an exceedingly polite sparring partner.
And she immediately jumped forward and said, "I'm so sorry, are you okay, are you okay?" But I actually saw stars, so I had to like step back and I was like, "You just need to give me a minute." And that's when I kind of woke up and I was like, "Jesus, this is a contact sport. What did I sign myself up to?"
What she signed herself up for is Hedge Fund Fight Night, which takes place on the Hong Kong harborfront under the stars, or rather under a massive white tent that shields the crowd from an intermittent December rain. It's quite a setting. 54 tables packed with Hong Kong moneymakers dressed in tuxedos and fancy schmancy dresses. Look to the north, there's Victoria Harbor. To the south, a towering wall of glass skyscrapers.
It is Hong Kong picture postcard and sensational considering that all of these buildings are where most of these guys work.
That's Rob Derry, managing director of Ironmonger Events, the company that puts on Hedge Fund Fight Night. Derry came up with the idea in 2006 after hearing about a similar event in London. Derry tells me he considered holding fight nights for real estate and legal professionals as well, but they just didn't gravitate to it the way financial industry folks did.
I think finance, it's a pretty cutthroat business and very determined people who are in it, and that kind of person who's left their home to come here to succeed. A lot of that runs through in boxing.
Patrick McGee is one of them. The Financial Times journalist works in Hong Kong but hails from Canada. He says that fighting is primal and that the privileged participants may not have a whole lot of, real problems.
This is where the hashtag first world problems comes in. But we still have those human instincts, right? So creating a massive problem like this for yourself is sort of one way to be able to get out those, primal urges, if you will.
Primal urges in a sport where the odds aren't in your favor.
And one thing I like about this is most of the types that are actually doing this are analysts, These are people that are good with numbers. Well, the proposition of boxing is two men go out, and this is a 50% chance you're going to lose. I mean, how many trades do people put on where that's going to be the case? You know, I mean, the odds are really stacked against you.
In the red corner, fighting for BlackRock, please welcome to the ring, Christina Soul Snatcher Park!
Those low odds haven't stopped Christina Soul Snatcher Park, that's Seoul, South Korea, from trying her luck. But about 10 seconds into her fight against Stephanie the Trigger Tavoli, something does stop her. One of her contact lenses.
We interrupt the fight for a technical...
It's fallen out. Her trainer, Jordan Roberts, attempts to put it back in, but to no avail. Park may have trained 5 months for this moment, but she never thought she'd have to duck punches while she was essentially blind in one eye. But somehow, amazingly, she manages.
Oh, Christina got one in there on Stephanie's chin. Swinging. Oh, got one then. Right on the noggin.
By the middle of the third and final round, the two women are so tired they can barely keep their hands up. By the end of the fight, it actually hurts to watch them.
In. A split decision, but by a majority in the red corner. The Black Rock, Christina Salstretcher Park.
Park raises her arms in victory. Later that night, she's out of her boxing gear and into formal attire. A red dress for the woman who was victorious in the red corner. After months of teetotaling, she's enjoying a glass of white wine. I ask her if she'll continue to box.
I'm interested, but at this point, I'm just trying to enjoy.
Enjoy your glass of wine.
Enjoy my glass of wine.
And really, who can blame her? For Only a Game, I'm Charlie Schroeder in Hong Kong.